This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is at Camp David preparing for a conference next week aimed at relaunching the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. And this holiday weekend, the president may also be giving thanks for some good news his administration has received in recent days. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with an important scientific discovery, but it's one with rather huge political implications. Scientists reported this week that they could make cells with all the properties of embryonic stem cells without destroying human embryos. And that's something the president would welcome.
Well, it sure would, Renee, because now he's able to claim it at least as big-time political vindication on what had been a very tough issue for him, one in which, as you know, he vetoed twice stem cell research bills and got into major fights with people like Nancy Reagan, former President Reagan's wife, major GOP senators, even California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. So suddenly, here is the president now in the position of saying, I told you so, because science has been able to go after stem cell research without dealing with the difficult issue of handling embryos, even if they've been discarded.
And in different news, there's been some development in Iraq that would appear to be good news for the White House. What's happening on that front?
The level of violence in Iraq has gone down measurably, according to almost all observers. And so this surge of troops seems to have been paying off in the short run as a military strategy. It's bought time for neighborhoods to rebuild and for some kind of political reconciliation in the country, Renee. But that political reconciliation does not seem to be taking place. The Maliki government seems almost stalled, paralyzed, and then that leads to the question, even as troop withdrawals are scheduled to begin next year, what will happen then? What is the U.S. going to leave behind? What will be the legacy of that involvement? Those questions are still up in the air. But the good news for the president and for the Republican Party is that the Iraq war is not on the front page every day as bad news. Now, this hasn't shown up in the polls. The president's numbers remain very low. Support for the war certainly hasn't surged. And Republican candidates out on the campaign trail are still keeping their distance from the president.
Turning to the campaign trail, the buzz in Republican circles this week has been about Mike Huckabee. He's the former governor of Arkansas, moving up into second place in Iowa.
Who would have bet on that one? Mike Huckabee. Right now, according to the latest Washington Post ABC poll, he's in pretty much a statistical dead heat with former Massachusetts Governor Romney, who has been campaigning intensely in Iowa and New Hampshire. His whole campaign is predicated on doing well in those early states. So Huckabee's emergence has come as a surprise, and it's really good news for Rudy Giuliani because Giuliani has been Romney's primary challenger on the Republican side, but he hasn't focused on those early states. So if suddenly there's someone there who could diminish Romney in Iowa and New Hampshire, it all accrues to Rudy Giuliani's benefit.
Well, does the ascent of Mike Huckabee then make it that the Republican contest is getting tighter?
I think lots of collars are getting tighter because everybody sees that this thing is not settled. Rudy Giuliani has had a consistent lead on the national level. Romney had been leading in the early states, Iowa, New Hampshire. Now here comes Huckabee all of a sudden, and you see things growing closer even on the national level. So this is the moment is a party that is seeking to redefine itself in the sort of post-George W. Bush era and is yet to really do it, yet to find someone that the far right, especially the evangelical right, feels comfortable with because of Giuliani's stance on social issues. So I'd say it's all tossed in a hat at the moment. And remember, we're only, you know, like 50 days away, you know, from really seeing this thing settled in the midst of all the caucuses and primaries to come in January.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.